Edmund Brody is a professor emeritus from Utah State University who began studying toxins and amphibians as an undergraduate. He and colleagues in Brazil and the U.S. just made a surprising discovery.
What we've discovered now is one group of amphibians has a venomous bite where there are venom glands in both the upper and lower jaw that feed the venom to the base of the teeth. And these amphibians are in the Sicilian group.
Brody says Sicilians are burrowers, often found in leaf litter and piles of coconut husks, with a narrow head, small eyes, strong jaws, and well-developed teeth. They range from inches to about 6 feet in length and are known to eat worms and other amphibians and reptiles. He says they are much older than snakes and have been around for 250 million years or more, but are poorly studied.
On the rear half of the body are poison glands that produce a toxin. Now, I want to differentiate between poison and venom. The venom associated with the teeth can be used to subdue prey.
In the oral gland secretions of the ringed Sicilian, the team found a class of enzyme similar to snake venom, Brody says. Sicilians have many small glands filled with small amounts of fluid, while snakes have less but larger glands.
Does the very fact that Sicilians have no limbs make it more important for them to have evolved oral venom to subdue prey, like snakes have?
Brody says future work for the team includes studying specific enzymes in the venom to see if there are any biomedical applications, and also the evolution of these traits across families of Sicilians. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.